Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Gateless Gate by Kon Yamada presents one of the most influential collections in the Zen tradition, a set of koans intended not as puzzles to solve with logic, but as catalysts for direct insight. This book is widely associated with the Momonkan, a classic compilation used for generations in Rinzai Zen training, and Yamada, a respected modern Zen teacher, is known for guiding readers toward practical engagement rather than purely academic study. The work invites you to meet each case as a living encounter, where the point is to see through habitual thinking and experience reality more intimately. Koans often feature brief exchanges between masters and students, using paradox, humor, and sudden reversals to expose the limits of conceptual knowledge. As a reading experience, it can feel challenging, even disorienting, yet the difficulty is part of its function. The Gateless Gate offers a structured path for contemplation, encouraging patience, sincerity, and a willingness to be transformed. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, koans as tools for direct insight. A central theme of The Gateless Gate is that koans are not intellectual riddles but training devices designed to provoke a shift in perception. Instead of rewarding clever interpretation, the cases push the reader to confront the way the mind clings to explanations, categories, and fixed viewpoints. The collection repeatedly points to the difference between talking about Zen and seeing directly. This is why the encounters are often abrupt. A question is met with a seemingly unrelated answer, a mundane gesture, or a phrase that blocks ordinary reasoning. In Zen practice, the koan becomes a focal point for meditation, drawing attention into a single lived question until the usual strategies of analysis are exhausted. Yamada is commonly associated with emphasizing how sincere investigation changes the practitioner, not merely their ideas. The reader is encouraged to approach each case with disciplined attention, noticing where the mind tries to escape into commentary or certainty. Over time, the koans highlight how insight is less about acquiring a new concept and more about dropping the mental filters that separate self from experience. The topic frames the whole book as experiential training, where the value comes from engagement rather than agreement. Secondly, the meaning of gateless and the nature of barriers. The title points to a productive paradox. There is a gate, yet it is gateless. In Zen terms, the barrier is not an external obstacle, but the inner habit of dividing reality into opposites such as sacred and ordinary, teacher and student, success and failure. The collection is often read as a sequence of barriers that expose attachment to concepts. Each case can feel like a closed door because the usual key, logical problem solving, does not work. Yet the gate is called gateless because nothing ultimately blocks awakening except the mind that insists something is blocking it. This theme encourages readers to examine how they create resistance through expectations, seeking special experiences, or chasing approval. The book suggests that the genuine barrier is the need to stand outside life and explain it before entering. By confronting this, practice becomes less about adding spiritual accomplishments and more about seeing what is already present. Yamada is known for practical guidance rooted in training traditions, and the gateless image supports perseverance when you stop demanding the right answer and instead meet the koan completely. The sense of obstruction can dissolve. The paradox becomes a mirror that reveals how the search itself can be the very thing that seems to prevent realization. Thirdly, teacher-student encounters and the spirit of Zen training. Many koans in the Gateless Gate take the form of short dialogues, capturing the intensity of Zen training where clarity is tested in real time. These encounters show that Zen is not primarily a philosophy, but a lived relationship to the moment. A student asks about Buddha, mind, or truth, and the master responds in ways that can appear cryptic, blunt, or playful. The point is often to cut through secondhand knowledge and reveal whether the student is speaking from direct realization or from borrowed ideas. This training atmosphere highlights key Zen values: immediacy, courage, and the willingness to let go of self-protection. The masters may use everyday actions to demonstrate what cannot be contained in explanations, implying that awakening is not separate from ordinary life. For modern readers, these stories can also function as case studies in communication. They reveal how easily people seek reassurance instead of truth, and how habitually the mind turns living reality into concepts. Yamada, as a modern teacher in a lineage that emphasizes koan work, is associated with interpreting such encounters as invitations to practice, not mere historical anecdotes. The reader is encouraged to sense the energy of the exchange and to notice what the koan demands internally: honesty, presence, and a readiness to be corrected by reality itself. Fourthly, paradox, non-duality, and the limits of language. The book repeatedly demonstrates that language is useful but limited, especially when addressing non-dual experience. Koans employ paradox to show that truth is not always expressible in straightforward statements. When the mind tries to pin down reality with words, it freezes something fluid into a concept. the gateless gate confronts this tendency by presenting responses that disrupt ordinary meaning. The effect is not confusion for its own sake, but a chance to see the process of meaning-making as it happens. Non-duality in Zen points to experience before it is split into subject and object. Cones press the reader to look prior to labels such as me and world, right and wrong, or enlightenment and delusion. In doing so, they also challenge the urge to seek certainty. Rather than offering a system to believe in, the collection invites a kind of unlearning, where one recognizes how attachment to explanations can be a subtle form of control. Yamada is often linked with making cone practice accessible while keeping its rigor, and this topic reflects that balance the cones are approachable as texts, but their function is to undermine the comfort of purely textual understanding. The reader is guided toward a more intimate relationship with experience, where silence, attention, and embodied presence become forms of knowing that words can only point toward. Lastly, integrating cone practice into daily life. Although the cones arise from monastic and formal training contexts, the gateless gate also points toward integration in everyday life. The cases often involve simple actions and common situations, implying that awakening is not confined to special settings. This topic emphasizes practice as a way of living rather than a collection of inspiring sayings. Readers can use the cones as contemplative prompts, returning to a case during meditation, walking, or ordinary tasks, and observing how the mind reacts. The goal is not to force an answer, but to stay intimate with the question until it transforms the way one meets experience. Over time, this can cultivate steadiness under pressure, less reactivity, and more directness in relationships. Cones also reveal habitual patterns: the need to be right, the fear of not knowing, and the tendency to escape discomfort through distraction. By turning toward these patterns, the practitioner develops humility and resilience. Yamada is known for encouraging sincere, grounded practice, and this approach supports modern readers who may not have access to intensive retreat environments. The collection can function as a lifelong companion, where a single case revisited over years continues to open new layers. In a sense, the book is not completed when read once it is used, tested, and embodied through daily attention. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in Zen practice, meditation, and the transformative use of cones, including both beginners who want a serious introduction and experienced practitioners who want a classic text to revisit. It will also appeal to readers of philosophy or spirituality who are willing to be challenged and who can tolerate ambiguity without demanding quick conclusions. The benefit to daily life comes from what cones train: less automatic thinking, more presence, and a clearer view of how anxiety, certainty-seeking, and self-centered stories shape perception. Engaging these cases can sharpen attention, soften rigid opinions, and improve how you meet conflict, uncertainty, and ordinary moments. Compared with many modern Zen books that simplify everything into reassuring advice, The Gateless Gate stands out for its depth and rigor. It does not merely describe awakening as an idea, it confronts the reader with a practice that can change how one experiences reality. Kan Yamada is widely regarded as a significant modern teacher, and his association with cone training offers a bridge between a historic compilation and contemporary readers. If you want a book that remains relevant for years, invites repeated study, and supports real practice, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Kan Yamada, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.